Well, I'm here with Andrea from Netline. And Netline is a new company to me, and I'm really excited to talk to you because we've met kind of through social media before the event. And interacted a little bit there, and then you've come up to me and started conversations, and I'm actually getting super excited about the stuff that you guys are doing and stuff you're talking about, because it's the post 1.0 getting started with content marketing, trying to get started, and then now how do you actually make the your content effective? How do you turn on the demand gen aspects of
That's
it? Tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe how you got started in marketing. And
Well, my background's interesting. I actually started out in computer science for a little bit, and then I thought this is not for me. Transferred over into design, marketing, advertising, and I started out in the CPG space, so more B2C. Then transferred over more into the B2B space, and so yeah, I started out in branding, then channel marketing, then product marketing, and so Netline now is my fifth company. And I basically focus on a variety of marketing responsibilities, from product marketing to corporate marketing to sales enablement. And so we've got a couple other folks on our team, and we work very closely together to just keep this engine running. You know, Netline is a small company. We are very nimble. We're very fast. We just very, very passionate about, you know, making our clients, marketers successful, as successful as possible, which is kind of, you know, what makes us excited today being here at ICC, learning what this environment's all about, where people sit in this environment, what they know, what they don't know, where's the gap, what can Netline do to fill in that gap. And in particular, you know, today we launched our consumption report, content consumption report, which goes into great detail into understanding how content is consumed. So we're excited to, you know, launch that and talk to, you know, have conversations and talk to these folks. And, you know, we had a lunch and learn today, which also delved more deeply into the process of, okay, you have great content. Now, what do you do with that content? And how do you not just make it scale, but how do you how does it work for you from a bottom line perspective and top line perspective? And so it's a really exciting topic, and it's interesting that when you talk to people and you realize, wow, people are still trying to figure out this content marketing thing, you know. And so so yeah, but you know, I know I briefly kind of brushed over my background, but you know, it's really just I think the basis of my background is really just connecting really well with the people that I've been working with, the different types of audiences and marketers and industries. And now at this space, you know, working for Netline and marketing to marketers, it's interesting. It's difficult to market to marketers,
it is,
you know.
It was
one of the trickiest things,
You get called out on the mat if you don't do it, right?
You do. There is no BSing, you know. You really have to be quite authentic about it, which I also love. That's what I feel so fortunate about working with Netline, because we approach things on a very authentic level. So
so tell us a little about some of the insights you guys have found through content consumption and demand, because I know if you can see how some people are using content and you can see where your content aligns with some of the results, then it will give you a better idea of what you can expect when you do align things. And I think that's one of the struggles most content marketers have, is they hear they need social, so they do social, and they need content marketing, so they do content marketing, and they do all these things because they need it. Then they spray and pray, hope somebody catches it.
Right.
And then, you know, just move it back into, I don't know if we get ROI or not, because I can't track this stuff because I'm just doing tactics and not really thinking about strategy and thinking about how do we actually use this to affect more sales and more business process.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there is a kind of a pray and spray approach to this content marketing thing. And people start to get nervous about it. You know, I was having some great conversations with certain folks who, for example, from a marketing agency perspective, they have clients where they produce content for them, but they forget to produce content for themselves, or they become incredibly picky about how they're going to produce content for themselves to syndicate to produce additional business. And it's they tend to overthink it. You know, they tend to overthink it a bit, and it doesn't have to be that complicated. That's not to say there shouldn't be a strategy in place. Absolutely. But I think that's just it. I think they shy away from producing a strategy because they become a bit too complex in their thinking and mm-hmm. their perception of, oh, well, this content marketing spread has to touch all these channels. And then if we want to do lead generation, well, do we start with CPC, CPM, or actual CPL, cost per lead based programs? And there's a lot of options out there, but then there's the other aspect, budget. You know, you're given a bucket to spend, and so how do you delineate, right, and divide that spend? And so there's interesting problem solving that a lot of our peers here are trying to resolve, but they're not really quite able to even resolve that issue just yet, because they're still trying to solve the other part, the beginning part, right, which mm-hmm. is what is the content that's going to help capture the right audience and keep them engaged, at what part of the sales funnel, how do we capture the data?
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
Yeah. And every market, every industry, every audience consumes content differently. If
right.
we're looking at the people out here at the pool, and if we're a casino trying to reach them, and we just show them pictures of our pool, or we make sure we have a really good website for our pool, but you know, that might be great, but the fact that we're way off strip might be the thing that is driving them further away.
Right,
so
right.
educating them on why it is nice to be away and having right. more, having access, but not necessarily being right on, that could be the selling point
right.
that we've missed the whole time.
Right, right.
Because we are so worried about showing off the hotel to be like everyone else.
Sure, right, right.
And I think marketers get into that quite often when it comes to building demand, as we try to look too much at what everyone else is doing.
Right.
And not as much about what the audience is doing.
That's right. Yeah. And what I've enjoyed too in having these conversations, we have a booth here, and so it's a great opportunity to have a lot of folks come to us and ask us questions. What do we do? And we like to approach it more like, well, what do you do? And mm-hmm. what problem are you trying to solve? And then go from there. And there's a gamut, right? We have folks that come up to us and say, we've got great content, we just don't know what more to do with it. Well, great, content syndication, lead gen is right. You know, there's where NetLine comes in. And then you have folks who say, well, I don't have a lot of content. And so does that mean that I can't use your solutions? Because I need business, we mm-hmm. need to fill the pipeline. And at what stage? Is it top of funnel, mid funnel, you know, bottom funnel? So there's a lot of worry too that maybe they're not positioned or poised mm-hmm. appropriately to take things to the next level. And so that's where NetLine tries to come in and soften a bit of that concern and say, well, you don't need a gamut, you know, you don't need a library, a huge library of content.
Yeah.
You know, you can start with one or two pieces to, you know, tip your toe in the water and see how that audience is playing or adapting to the content that you're producing. And so, you know, this report, you know, does a really great job of assessing the last year's worth of data. You know, we took 8.5 million leads or content, you know, requests that's sitting in our database with an immense amount of intent data, mm-hmm. and we basically helped distill it into digestible parts to aid marketers in understanding who's consuming what, how are they consuming it. And when we say who's consuming it, we're looking at it from a job level perspective, geo, company size, you know, the whole gamut. And it's great. And we're so fortunate that we have this data to work with and serve to mm-hmm. empower our marketers so they can make more intelligent decisions and how they leverage the content that they have, whether they leverage it, modify it, what have you, and how they take it to the next level for their funnel.
I mean, this is a great example of the type of content that B2B marketers just don't consume. Video
right. Right.
and audio.
Yeah.
Right. And so people say, oh, how successful is this? I want to get into it. And it's like, well, you gotta decide what your goal is.
Right.
And so if you're a pioneer and you want to push people to see that video can be an effective learning tool
sure.
for education and entertainment and all that stuff, great, do it. There will be some wins along the road, but
yeah.
it's not going to be as effective as some other approaches that marketers do use.
Right, right, right.
But they just see the lights and the cameras and
right.
they get excited and they want to jump into it. And I say, well, I have different measurements than you, right?
Right.
I have different things we sell. I have different processes that we use. And so I don't know if you'd want to do this, right? Don't jump into it right away, because if you go out to even Content Marketing Institute's YouTube page, they'll put up a video. You're thinking, a couple hundred, you know, thousand, you know, emails. They're just, you know, they they tell people about the stuff, they're going to have lots of views.
Yeah. Yeah.
And each video gets 100 views.
Right.
And is 100 views at your company, no matter what size, mm-hmm. is that going to be effective for you?
Exactly.
It might not be.
It might not be, right.
And
right.
so if it is with Content Marketing Institute, they know they're pioneers.
Right.
They have to plow the way. You have right. to be out there and push it.
Right, right.
And same with podcasting. The metrics aren't there. You don't know how many people are listening. You don't know enough about your stuff because there's no unified front. There's right. no ability to do, you know, very good measurement in it. And marketers just aren't listening to podcasts, right? They're just, yeah. it's not a thing that the majority of them do yet.
And absolutely. So, and I think it's important to understand the purpose of different mediums, right? Some people like to think that one medium is great for lead generation. In reality, maybe another one is appropriate. So you have to really know your mix, understand the mix. I think it's interesting that people still continue to use or leverage CPC, CPM-based programs. They use their white papers, for example, or ebooks, and do CPC, CPM-based programs. But where's, you attract all this audience, but is it really converting?
Yeah.
So, and I tend to look at CPC, CPM more on a brand awareness. You know, I think it serves great for brand awareness. We all know that brand awareness is difficult to track. Attribution is very difficult. Even sophisticated companies, enterprise-sized companies, have a hard time still attributing where the the conversions, where the conversion actually, how to attribute that conversion.
Yeah.
So, that's where I think NetLine is very unique, because we come in at it and say, we're not going to discourage you from doing CPC, CPC per se, especially if you feel obliged or in some way committed to those channels or to those methodologies and tactics. But we absolutely say, if you want to convert, see the conversions, try out lead generation, syndicate your content to a credible source, a credible network that has the audience, and only pay for the quality contacts that you're really trying to target, and watch how those conversions play through. But again, it goes back to understanding your mix,
mm-hmm.
It is. It's been interesting to hear that people continue to say we need to do CPC, CPM to fulfill our overall budget spend, and it's not necessarily the most intelligent budget spend, but they need to do it to keep that budget spend.
But they can see, they know what it's going to do.
Right.
And they know if they crank more money into it, it could create more noise. Sure. If you turn it up, it will probably produce a few more leads.
Absolutely. So, yeah. I mean, CPC, CPM is definitely not something to say, to speak down to, it serves its purpose. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's important.
Now, if you're talking about just like ads running on the side of just a random site, Google display network things. Yeah. It might not be the best spin.
Absolutely. Yeah. But again, it's about being intelligent with your strategy. Who are you really trying to go after, and what are your top line goals, and where are you really going to dedicate the largest percentage of your budget spend, and go from there. And so, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, it was great to have you on the show, and I'm excited to look at this and also see some of the other research reports you've done, because I think we can, even though this is B2B marketers, this is great for us marketers to understand ourselves a little bit more. I think we can also extrapolate some more information from the other markets you guys cover.
Yeah,
too.
Absolutely. We're going to keep cranking these reports and hope that they continue to help. But thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. So I'll definitely link to you guys and share more insights, but I hope you guys check out NetLine and see what they're up to.
Thanks.
Great.
Did you know 70% of Twitter users watch videos found in their newsfeed? Here's a tip. Use visuals in your tweets. People are 3 times more likely to engage with a tweet that includes a video. Create short, visually entertaining videos to grab your followers' attention in their timelines. Quickly and easily publish videos to YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter at once with Brightcove Social. Learn more at brightcove.com.